This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Tuesday morning edition, and I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, where we're presently fogged in. I went outside during the news break, and the visibility out there might be 100 yards. All right, and we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, as always, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what it is you're doing, everybody that's out there working, getting the job done, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from California, I forgot to ask what the temperature is, but it's 65 degrees right here where I'm at right now, and pea soup fog. We've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Captain. It's 58 degrees here.
Oh, we're warmer than you are again.
Yes, exactly.
I'll be darned. Okay, well, let's say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, Kyle, I'm going to start out this way. Have you seen Laura Logan on TV lately?
No, I have not, as a matter of fact.
Well, it seems that Laura Logan may have been suspended by Fox after little Dr. Fauci, complained that she criticized him. And she really did say something which was, I wondered when she said it what was going to happen. She referred to him as the well-known angel of death, the Nazi doctor Joseph Mengele.
Yes, that's right. So now, for what appears to be, she may have been taken off the air for a time where we don't know a whole lot of details.
Well, that's crossing the lines because, again, you know, when you defame someone like that, you better have your ducks in a row. And she said it, but, you know, she is a veteran reporter, so she knows. They didn't fire her, as far as I know, but they certainly have furloughed her, put her on suspension to where I guess she won't come back until she publicly apologizes to him and this, any other, and all that. At least that's what it looks like.
Well, that is what it does look like, and I think you're right, Captain. I think sometimes it's comparison to Hitler or to Dr. Yeah. Mengele or those kinds of things. It doesn't really help the conversation.
Well, here's how I think that she was suspended by Fox, even though they're not saying anything, because despite the pandemic, little Dr. Fauci had the time to go on MSNBC, his favorite little place to go, right?
Right.
And instead of discussing the pandemic in depth, he spent his time criticizing Fox News and Laura Logan. Now, he said on Laura Logan, comparing him to Mengele, that she's completely incorrect in everything she says. What I find striking is how she gets no discipline whatsoever from the Fox Network, which is like you were asking them to do something, and how they can let her say that with no comment and no disciplinary action. I'm astounded by that. Well, all of a sudden, Laura Logan disappears from TV, and even though I don't believe she's been fired, she's probably just like Judge Jeanine was. Remember when she got a little bit off, went off the deep end?
Well, right, right.
They took her off the air for, what, 2 or 3 weeks?
Yeah, I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
The but, yeah, the comparisons aren't are needed for Dr. Fauci in this regard. I mean, it'd be much more, you know, because you can talk about what was his connection to funding the research. Look at what Senator Rand Paul, you know, talks to him about the gain of function and all that. There's a lot there to talk to Fauci about.
You can't, with a reputable network, okay, with a reputable network, and I'm not going to say that this applies to everybody because some of these networks aren't reputable, you can't just go out there and defame somebody just because you feel like it.
Well, right, and again, it doesn't really help the conversation because what I'm sure somebody like Laura Logan is trying to get across is some very, mm-hmm. very important information. But mm-hmm. but when something like that happens, then it's like the game stops and you can't get the information out anymore.
Would you like to hear my best Senator John Kennedy imitation?
Sure.
Because he said something.
Oh,
was,
yeah.
He said something yesterday. It was so funny. I'm still laughing about it. You ready?
Absolutely.
When a Hot Pocket costs you $10, remember, we're building back better.
First of all, that's a
he said
Senator
that, and I almost fell out of my chair.
Yeah, first of all, that's a great Senator Kennedy.
I've been practicing.
And what he and well, but he's exactly right.
Yep,
he's exactly right.
Yep, yep, yeah, exactly. Because I can just see these little Hot Pockets that are, I don't know what they are, $5 or something like that. Maybe you get one or two in the thing, and they are probably going to cost $10 if the things keep doing what they're doing.
Well, right, yeah, and look at all the things that you might get at the store that might have been in that range of $2, $3, $5. Everything's going up.
And then just to show you how fair and balanced some networks are, in an interview with Representative Omar, CNN's Jake Tapper, that's the other guy, never mentioned her own derogatory comments during the interview when she was talking about little Boebert when she blasted off and tore into her.
Well, are we surprised?
Love is a one-way street over there, right?
That's right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
And today at my table, I will have the honor of having some World War II veterans, because it is Pearl Harbor Day, December 7th, 2021, 80 years later. I will have two or three World War II veterans sitting at my table, and you are more than welcome to come out and pat them on the back and give them a big thank you at Mission Barbecue on West Waters. I'll be there from 11:30 to 1:30. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by MyPillow, MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell and Company. And, of course, I'm very proud to be an endorser of his because I believe in the products. Now, the last thing that I got from him were the slippers. And I'm telling you, those slippers, it's almost like wearing a pair of really comfortable sneakers because it's kind of like the moccasin slippers. I wore them the other day all day. And they were so comfortable, I didn't want to take them off, but I had to. But anyway, if you go to MyPillow.com, you'll see all the different products on the home page. But then they have a second page called the Radio Listener Specials page, where you actually will find some insanely reduced prices over there on dozens and dozens and dozens of items. Now, the promo code will always be the word Captain. The promo code is always the word Captain. And if you want to call them on the phone and place your order that way and talk to a live person, their phone number is 800-641-5459. Now, Christmas is right around the corner, 18 days away, roughly 17 shipping days away, delivery days. But you can go over there, and I guarantee you can find something for everybody that's on your shopping list over there. Kids, dogs, cats, aunts, uncles, grandparents, your wife, your brother, your sister, your mother-in-law, whatever.
You'll find it all right there. And they have a 60-day return policy, too. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, telephone number 800-641-5459. Go over there and check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. And I know, Kyle, Mrs. Professor is running around with her new slippers, right?
Well, she sure is. And it's so easy to go to the MyPillow.com site or call them on the phone and use the promo code CAPTAIN. And you're right, Captain, the Christmas is going to be right around the corner, and the faster you order, the better it'll be. But also, at the same time, you're helping to support a great company and great people making products right here in the USA.
Very patriotic.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get any more patriotic than those folks up there. By the way, New York's Governor Hochul says at least a dozen Omicron variant cases have hit New York State, and apparently 68 people in a hospital somewhere in New York, or didn't say where, have come down with it too, tested positive.
Well, and of course we were expecting that we would see numbers begin to tick up, obviously. I think the central question is going to be what happens when somebody gets the Omicron variant. What are the symptoms like? What is it like if you're older or younger or in the middle? What's it going to be like? And then we'll have more data.
Well, let's answer the question as to the data we have. Number one, it seems to be so far nothing more than getting a cold.
Right.
And you're over it in a matter of a few days, and that's it.
Right. And so at least at this initial stage, that's one of the most promising things. And that's why, Captain, I think so many people are wondering why it seems the U.S. government, for example, and others as well, and even some local or state governments seem to be overreacting in a big way.
Well, it's because the Democrats are the ones doing the overreacting, not the Republicans and not the conservatives, and I will guarantee you that.
Well, of course. But again, the idea of the Democrats seem to be, at least the Democrat leadership, they believe that if they can get people scared about a variant, and here it comes, so they believe that actually changes the focus of the Democrats and how they're messing everything up to, we'll do something about COVID.
Now, an economics professor at Ohio State says that his college, Ohio State, has an army of 132 people on its diversity, equity, and inclusion staff, which is costing the college $13 million a year.
That's really something.
That sounds really expensive.
Yeah, that sounds really expensive, and I wonder, especially parents who are sending their kids to college or kids who have, college students who have gotten student loans. I mean, all this money is paying into that $13 million.
Mm-hmm.
Something that it used to be, Captain. I don't know. When I was in college, it seemed to be pretty diverse. We talked about a lot of different things and so forth, but now I guess they have czars that do that.
Now, Chris Cuomo claims that CNN's Jeff Zucker knew about his involvement with his brother, Governor Andrew Cuomo. And CNN, we found out, is now facing a seven-figure lawsuit from the woman who has complained about Chris Cuomo's sexual advances, and may, in fact, sue the network as well as him.
Well, now that all that's coming down, you know, the lawsuit like this is going to create a lot of problems, obviously, but we'll see how monolithic it really is at CNN. And I think it is a good question, because we don't know at this point. It's a good question to ask. What did Zucker know, and when did he know it?
And here's one for you. Joe Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandates are driving big businesses out of states to relocate their headquarters into Texas, where they're getting all kinds of tax breaks, and a lot of companies out of your state, California, are going straight to Texas.
They are, and what is that going to do to those blue states, really? It's going to cause...
Somebody like you is going to wind up paying more money.
Well, that's right.
When you're leaving.
No kidding. Well, it's a good question. We do look at that, as a matter of fact. But what will happen is the tax base will dwindle. The prestige will dwindle, it's going to unfortunately be a group of people left holding the bag at some point in these places.
Now, we heard yesterday from a group of business economists that expect persistent inflation for most of next year.
Well, that's exactly.
And we've been talking about that. You and I have been talking about that.
Well, that's precisely the case.
Mm-hmm.
There doesn't seem to be a magical sort of, ex machina sort of force that's going to come out and start pushing these prices down. I just don't know if that's going to happen, Captain, when we have this rampant fuel problem of fuel expenses. We have a real problem getting people to go back to work. Look at the movie industry, for example. That is about, you know, maybe half the people maybe might go back to the movies at this point. I mean, whole industries have been impacted. I don't see how inflation is going to suddenly go away.
The movie industry, there's nobody going to the movies anymore. I mean, the movie industry is way down.
It truly is. And then also in the restaurant industry, you're still trying to find people to come and work. That's one of the reasons, Captain, when I do go out to eat, I try to be super nice to the people that are working there because they showed up for work that day.
By the way, I want to address something to the people in New York City. Your mayor, outgoing mayor, Bill de Blasio, who imposed the first-in-the-nation vaccine mandate on everyone who works in the city, regardless of what you do or how you do it, that is unconstitutional. A federal court has already declared it as such, and you people need to sue the hell out of de Blasio and New York City because you will win your case.
He never learns, does he?
No.
He really does. And also, I don't think he really cares.
He's on his way out. What's he care?
Well, of course. But also, I mean, one day maybe when he wants to run for governor and so forth. But his ideology, his entire mindset, Captain, is just so off base.
Now, if I was the incoming mayor, Mr. Adams,
right,
I would tell him, I would say, the first thing I'm going to do when I get in is rescind that order.
Well, right. And again, on top of the unconstitutional aspect of it, yes, I think you're right, because the order...
It is unconstitutional. It's already been declared since by federal court.
Right, right. But even if the mandate went through per se, it would only be in effect for what, 3 or 4 days or something like that. I can't imagine how it would be enforced. So definitely, this is a parting shot.
It's the principle of it. It doesn't matter how it's enforced. It's a principle. This guy's trying to stick it to everybody, and then it's up to the mayor to undo it.
Well, of course. But this is his parting shot.
The new mayor, that is.
Yeah, but this is de Blasio's parting shot.
He wants to run for governor of New York. Good luck with that.
That's right. Yeah, that's what I was saying. You know, he wants to run for governor, so he's trying to do this thing, make him look like he can make these big moves or whatever it is. But it's not going to work because he just keeps revealing, Captain, just how goofy he is. And I say that to try to be funny, but it's scary goofy.
There's no way in hell that this guy is going to get the nomination for governor in New York. It's just not going to happen. The people are not going to accept him and all his actions. I mean, he's got people in New York who can't stand him. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition. Kathy's taking us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Justice Department has sued to block Texas' updated congressional and state house maps, Attorney General Merrick Garland said Monday, alleging that the districts redrawn after the 2020 census disenfranchise minorities in violation of the Voting Rights Act.
Texas has violated Section 2 by creating redistricting plans that deny or abridge the rights of Latino and black voters to vote on account of their race, color, or membership in a language minority group.
Lawmakers will honor Bob Dole Thursday when he lies in state in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the former Senate Majority Leader an extraordinary patriot and noted his heroic service in World War II. Opening the Senate, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer praised Dole's character and described him as a great statesman. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. More customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. More.
This is Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, where we always understand the reason for the season, and we always say Merry Christmas. Hey, Captain. Ho, ho, ho.
Well, ho, ho, ho to you too there, Mr. Frank, and we'll get Kyle into the mix here in a minute, but we do say Merry Christmas here in this show, and if you don't like it, I don't care. How about that? Now, Relief Factor is part of an integrated health plan that helps your body to reduce inflammation, mine in particular, and I use it because of the fact that it works. Now, the all-natural ingredients in Relief Factor, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, not only help to support my body's natural response to inflammation, but they lower or eliminate the pain by going straight to the source of whatever the problem is that I'm having. And it works. It works. My back could be bothering me. My shoulder could be bothering me. My wrist could be bothering me. And the darn stuff will just dull the pain. It's gone. And I'm back to normal. It's 100% drug-free. 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And it supports the healing process and healthy joints and muscles in return. Now, it costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start. And all you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And you'll find out why it works, because it'll work for you. And Kyle Warren, all you got to lose is pain, right?
That's exactly right.
All right, well, back to the drawing board. Here we go. The White House yesterday, Jen Psaki, dodged a question about Hunter Biden's sale of some Chinese assets and instead circled all around it. And, of course, Biden's latest COVID-19 rule goes into effect today.
That's right, and I think that has to do with the testing, especially for people traveling internationally.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of pushback on that and a lot of consternation among travelers because it's harder than it sounds to get that test done and be ready to get on the plane and so forth. But a lot of that, Captain, sometimes I think is the Biden administration trying to come up with something. I mean, they had to be sitting around the table saying, well, we got to do something. We have to come up with something that looks like it's different than what we're doing already. And maybe somebody said, well, do it 24 hours instead of the 72, et cetera, et cetera. And so they tried that. But yes, the what's happening with Hunter Biden continues to come out. We continue to get more details, and the White House is very obvious in not wanting to talk about it. Because remember, what did the president say? Anybody who's, you know, there's not going to be conflicts of interest, and nobody's going to be rude to anybody, and all this other kind of stuff. Well, wait a minute. What about Hunter Biden and all the stuff that tracks back to the big guy, Joe Biden?
That's right, and he's 10%.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's right, and he is the big guy, and so on and so forth. And again, if you just turn it around, and if this was Donald Trump and mm-hmm. Donald Trump Jr., it would already be a critical mass story everywhere on the earth.
Now, we heard quite the story about China, and they may be eyeing an area for their first military base on the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing, they evidently are getting these classified intelligence reports about this. Now, this is going to be Equatorial Guinea's port city of Bata.
That's right.
That they may want to use for their base, but this is not.
That's the Atlantic side of Africa.
Right, right. But this isn't going to be. It's not necessarily a surprise in conceptually because the Chinese know that they're going to be expanding their geopolitical influence. They are building a navy and a military for tomorrow. I mean, this is really a big deal to them. They honestly believe that they need to be in charge of the world, and they're making these moves. And I think if I can just connect it to what Russia is going to be doing, it looks like, in Ukraine sooner than later, and China, what it's already doing in South China Sea, but also maybe against Taiwan, we could be in a very different world.
Well, let's talk about the Ukraine for a minute, because Vladimir Putin, who's going to be on the phone with Joe Biden today, and Joe Biden's going to lecture him. He's going to lecture him, tell him don't do this or else. Yeah, right. But Putin is going to eat him for lunch. But Putin has definitely set the world on edge, amassing 100,000-plus Russian troops, and it may be as many as 175,000 along the Ukraine border, because they got 100,000 there now and more coming.
That's right, and it doesn't look good. I mean, this is not the kind. This isn't.
Well, no, they're not there for a Boy Scout rally.
That's right. They're not training. They're not doing any of that kind of stuff.
Nope.
They are serious about this, and Putin has always been serious in one form or another in trying to recapture what he would see as the glory days of the Soviet system.
And what's the big prize in the Ukraine? I say.
What's that?
The pipelines.
Well, sure.
They get total and complete control of the pipelines.
Well, sure. And so do you think he's really going to worry too much about some of these economic sanctions at that point?
No.
Yeah,
He'll tell Joe Biden to go stick it. What's Biden going to do?
Yeah, I think,
just a minute, Vladdy.
Well, right, because they believe that somehow they have the teeth that they think that they have in this. But Putin's not worried. If he was worried about that, Captain, he would never have put 175,000 troops on the border. It's just that simple.
Yeah. Now, said at the end of CNN's State of the Union show with the host, Jake Tapper, he unloaded on the Hollywood elitists, the NBA, and more for what he said was turning a blind eye to the human rights atrocities in China with the Uyghurs, and instead were faking the communist country's money handover, holding their fist out to get money from the Chinese communists for anything and everything that they were throwing money at them for.
Well, right. You know, this is really something. We've watched some of these sports people and some of these entertainment people kowtow to the Chinese government. And remember one of the one of the statements back during the time when back in 2020, something about the you know, the First Amendment or free speech can should only go so far. Mm-hmm. If you were criticizing China and this kind of thing, I mean, that's just not cool. And I can't imagine why people would support somebody like that. But certainly, Captain, as we're looking towards the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing, now the United States saying U.S. government officials are going to boycott it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we're going to boycott it, well, what about all the other companies that might be involved in this whole thing?
Now, a former Blue City police chief said he wouldn't blame the retailers for leaving the cities that have been hit by the rampant smash-and-grab robberies. And I can see that happening. I can see them moving out into the suburbs just to get away from all that.
Well, sure. I mean, does it really go like this? And somebody, I guess we have to tell AOC and you know, no uncertain terms, when the crime is rampant, people are going to go somewhere else where they are safer. It's just that simple. And unfortunately, Captain, you know, we're told by the Democrat Party elite, don't believe what you're seeing. Do what we tell you. The world is the way we say it is. And that's just not right. But it's just only a natural progression, isn't it? If you lower the taxes, you're going to get more tax revenue. You're going to get people spending money. If you raise the taxes, people are going to hoard their money. They're not going to spend it as much.
Well, some of the schools around the countryside are very brazen, especially in the blue states. They're saying that they do teach the critical race theory, even as the reporters that write in the newspaper and do the television and radio stuff are falsely denying the fact that, oh, no, there's no critical race here.
This is why the parents and the community and going to the school board and knowing who's on your school board and making your voice heard is so critical, Captain, because, you know, some students will have, I mean, it's almost like we'd have to deprogram them in some way from things that are really an alien ideology, an alien philosophy that just goes against American values that we have had for so long and that have served us so well. The idea of one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all those things that we talk about at the top of the hour in this program, that's what America's all about. And they want you to believe that it's not really about that, and they want you to believe that only their critical race theory is going to tell you the truth about America. Well, that's not really true, is it?
No, it's not. And I was going to say, here, here. I was going to get up and start marching around the studio here.
Well, that's why we have things like the pledge.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds us. It gets us focused back on what are we even talking about for our republic, and that's a good thing.
Yep. Okay. I hear the music. Hold that thought. That means we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. So don't go anywhere because we are going to be coming right back. I shall return.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Kyle. Who is that?
I think that's still Ted Nugent.
Yeah, Spirit of the Wild.
Yeah.
Now, that's another one I haven't heard.
Yeah, I'm not very familiar with
it. I can't believe it. That's another one I have not heard. And there's one, two, three, four, five, six. Oh, wait a minute, I'm sorry. The album is Spirit of the Wild. The song was called Thyracious.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, that's a deep cut then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, it's another one I haven't heard. All right, well, we're going to go with the weather. We got plenty of it. Go take it away out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. We are tracking winter weather storm watch up along I-80. Now, this is going to be in the northern part of Nevada as you head down towards Reno along I-80 from about the central part of Nevada. And then as you come through Reno and heading towards Sacramento, you're going to be in this winter storm watch. Also, 395 heading up north towards Susanville, you're definitely going to be in this winter storm watch as well. So be aware of that. Portland, Oregon, looks like rain for the next few days. Seattle, Washington, rain on Tuesday, maybe a couple of days of rest, and then back to rain again, it looks like. But over in Missoula, Montana, Captain, and on towards Helena, Montana, we've got a winter weather advisory. This is going to stretch on up to looks like 4th of July pass as well, where it's 24 degrees and snow in the offing for Tuesday, so be aware of that. Along I-90, Bozeman, Billings, Montana, we've also got winter weather advisory. High winds in southern Wyoming, southeastern corner of Wyoming, and also winter weather advisory across I-70. This is going to be west of Denver as you head through looks like Glenwood Springs there. And then also southeast corner of New Mexico, we got a hard freeze warning around Carlsbad, Captain.
Wow. Yeah, and I see that coming into Texas, too, by the way.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's over there around Midland, so you'll find it if you're going to jump off the split and head towards Dallas there, coming across I-10, get on I-20, and you're going to be in it for a ways, so be advised about that one. Now, taking a look at the weather, I'm going to start with the upper Great Lakes region, because we've got the lake effect snow machine that's kicking in today. Downwind of Lake Superior, Huron, Michigan, Lake Erie, Lake Ontario. Now, the thing of it is we got going on here is that right now we've got snow, for example, in upstate New York, from Watertown inland about 40 or 50 miles, which means it goes over into the Tug Hill Plateau. Then it comes right down to Utica. And it goes from like Utica over towards almost all the way to Schoharie. So it goes about another 50 miles down there, which includes Syracuse. And then up along the lake, 104, it goes along scattered towards Rochester. Then it's scattered over towards Buffalo, scattered again till you get down to the New York-Pennsylvania line, right down there at Ripley. Then you pick it up again, and it goes inland about 50 miles from that point. Now, in upper Michigan, Traverse City, you're probably getting snowed on right now. In the boot there in Michigan and Toledo, you're getting some lake effect snow right there. And you're getting into the upper peninsula. You've also got a big freeze warning up there. And you've got an ice warning going on up in the northeastern part of Minnesota tonight, cold temperatures, as well as ice developing on the roads up that way. If you're going to Duluth, you might have an adventure. And then northeastern part of Wisconsin, the south central part of Indiana tonight, you've got wind and cold temperatures. The same with the northwestern part of Kentucky. And then fog, I mean, we have got fog, the likes of which you can't imagine. It's a dense fog advisory. And I've been outside twice so far in the last couple hours just to see what's going on. I can see about 100 yards, and that's it right where I'm at. I can't see the airport. I can't see the hotels across the street, but I can see the ones right here by me. And that's it. I can't see any further than that. Now, down in South Florida, coming out of Miami, going up towards, about West Palm Beach and about Fort Pierce, it looks like now you've got dense fog over that away. You're going to have it when you pick it up going across I-4 all the way over to Daytona. Then you're going to have it up to Jacksonville. You're going to have another group of dense fog very heavily embedded in Polk County right now, US 27. and it wraps right around the Gulf of Mexico all the way up here to Tallahassee, looks like, and then we've got a lot of dense fog in a panhandle from Jacksonville all the way across to Tallahassee and just over the Georgia line there. Valdosta, you're probably going to get a little of it too, but we've really got to be careful tonight, folks, because I'm telling you, you can't see. Zero visibility means just that. And right here where I'm at, it's 100 yards, and that's that. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear that your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we'll talk to him again tomorrow. And right now we're going to go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a great day in the neighborhood, but I can't see across the street.
No kidding. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, you're probably sitting up there looking to see where the lake went, right?
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. How about Devin Nunes? My goodness, he's going to retire from Congress. Good for him, because he's definitely got a much better opportunity. I'll bet he's going to make $1 million or $2 million with Donald Trump running the media conglomerate.
I don't care really what he makes. I'm kind of interested, however, in who the investors are and the distribution of the media. So it's interesting. I said a long time ago that I thought that it would be poetic justice if Trump would just buy CNN and mm-hmm. turn it into what it needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing a slow demise of the entire CNN operation, which
yes.
I find to be
yes, we are.
Fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure that Jeff Zucker can survive all this, to be honest with you.
Well, no, because they're going after him now, Jake Tapper, Chris Cuomo, Don Lemon. Apparently there's something going on there. We don't know what the something is yet. But when it comes to what Trump is up to, of course, he's got the social media website. And by the way, every day I get emailed about, don't you want to invest in the Trump media group, this, that, and the other? So it's going out to the people. And I guess the people are investing whatever they want, $100, $500, $1,000, whatever they want to put in.
Okay.
That's what I'm seeing, because I get the emails every day about it.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm sure that there's other people on the list, too, that they think can do that. But, I hate to keep, they keep sending the money, or I keep sending the emails, and they keep wanting more money and more money and more money. All right, hold the thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. And Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. It is a Tuesday morning. Very foggy down here in Florida. Please be careful on the roads.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.